Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. We're going to start out in the opening segment and talk a little bit about silver. I've got my friend Brian London on the line with me right now. Very, very interesting guy. He's been involved in the business for an awful long time now. He has, in my opinion, one of the best investment conferences out there, and that is the one that takes place in New Orleans, the New Orleans Investment Conference. It really is the granddaddy of them all, and he's got just fantastic speakers down there. But we're not going to talk so much about the conference right now. We're going to talk about my feelings and Brian's feelings about silver. He is looking for a huge, huge breakout in silver. So, Irish Tony over in the UK, your day might be right around the corner. How you doing, Brian? Thanks for joining me.
Doing great, Al. Great to join you as well.
So, silver's going to break out in your opinion. You put out a missive yesterday called On the Launching Pad. You were saying there that the Federal Reserve Bank president made an amazing public case for open-ended quantitative easing, just as gold and silver are poised to break out like a coiled spring. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, I was absolutely astounded to see Eric Rosengren, who's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, come out in the Wall Street Journal interview pushing for open-ended quantitative easing.
Yeah.
In other words, just pumping out the money until things turned around with wild abandon in disregard to the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see Federal Reserve officials and bank presidents coming out and saying these sorts of things. I mean, they're always speaking everywhere, every day. There's somebody out there speaking at some banker's conference or whatever, but it's usually on some kind of an arcane banking topic, or is really just doublespeak in regard to monetary policy. Well, here was this guy coming out and just absolutely lobbying for open-ended quantitative easing, and he did it in the Wall Street Journal. But then I noticed that he had also done an interview with the New York Times and the Boston Globe and Reuters and Bloomberg. And as I'm seeing this, I hear him over my shoulder on CNBC on the television doing an interview with them. And it was just so out of the blue. And there are commentators wondering, well, did the Federal Reserve send him out there to make this statement or kind of plow the ground for what's about to come or not? Or is he really off the reservation? But regardless, it shows that these are not taboo subjects and that you have a real wing within the Federal Reserve that is talking about levels of quantitative easing that nobody's even considering right now.
Yeah.
And I think that the trend line, the trajectory of the economy right now is really arguing for an announcement of another round of QE at some point before the elections, if not within the next few weeks. And, of course, this is all going to be very bullish for the metals.
Yeah, it's going to be very bullish for the metals. There's no question about it. I think there are a lot of other factors, though, that are equally as bullish for the metals, you know, not the least of which is the situation in the Middle East, you know, the collapsing economy in the United States, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think quantitative easing, another round of it, I mean, one can argue that it's been going on for quite some time now already, but I don't think an announcement of quantitative easing will have any beneficial long-term effect whatsoever. Do you?
Oh, absolutely not. No, and this is not a matter of us arguing that we should have quantitative easing to rescue the economy. We have to take our medicine at some point along in time.
Mm-hmm.
And every round of quantitative easing is having a progressively lesser effect.
Sure.
On the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, a drug addict developing a tolerance. But with that said, we have to recognize that this is what these guys do.
Yep.
Ben Bernanke is helicopter Ben for a reason. This is what the only thing they know how to do, and they are raised, central bankers are raised with an absolute abhorrence for deflation, and they will, at the end, do whatever they can to avoid any kind of deflationary spiral.
Yep.
So they'll just keep pumping out the money. So this is what's going to happen. We have to recognize that fact, and we have to position ourselves accordingly.
Now, when you talk about silver, I'm a real believer, and listeners are aware of this, I'm a real believer in buying silver rounds, okay? And The reason I say that is because you don't pay the premium on silver rounds that you do, for example, on, you know, on other types of a coinage, yeah, for lack of better terms. What do you recommend that people do, Brian?
Well, I'm not going to argue against silver bullion in any form,
right,
but I really am a big proponent of bag silver, so-called junk silver, because it represents really old, original, circulated U.S. silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not collectible coins in any respect. They are heavily circulated. That's why they're referred to as junk silver, because numismatists always want the shiniest, uncirculated, highest quality,
sure,
coins. And so they've kind of gained this moniker as junk silver.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the cheapest way to buy precious metals, very low premiums. And because they've already been minted, the U.S. government has already created them, you don't have to pay for that cost of actually manufacturing the coin. And,
yeah,
and you can get them in any denomination from dimes up to dollars.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And therefore, if there's ever a need, and I'm not a person who really believes that this is a high likelihood in any respect, but if there's ever a need to use these coins as currency, you've already got them in really convenient denomination.
Well, you know, I think you've convinced me that perhaps is a more effective way to go than silver rounds. I agree with you that, you know, silver in any form is a great place to be, you know, and Kathy and I have silver personally in our possession. But junk silver is, you know, Roger Wiegand has been extolling the virtues of junk silver, as you call it, to me for years and years. Give me some examples of where people should go to get it.
I recommend American Gold Exchange in Austin, Texas. It's run by an old friend of mine,
mm-hmm,
Dana Samuelson.
Mm-hmm.
They used to work with me and Jim Blanchard's organization years ago. But really, you can get them just about anywhere, and he's always on the lookout for Walking Liberty halves, which is one of my favorite coins to buy, and I've bought some recently. But it's a kind of a product. It's out there. It's a commodity. It's low premiums. Any good coin dealer can find it for you and quote prices. And if a little shopping, you can guarantee yourself a decent price for it. And deliverability, that's another thing you have to look at, is how much does it cost to get it to you. And it's usually $50 or $60, I think, for a $1,000 face value in coins.
Hmm. When you talk about junk silver, what typically... Are there any minimum purchases, anything like that? Because I've always bought rounds.
A full bag or a,
yeah,
$1,000 face value, it gets you the cheapest price.
Mm-hmm.
But most dealers will give you would do it in lower quantities, you know, down to $100 face value and lower.
Yeah.
The weight you can calculate the price gets a little bit complicated. People can go to our website and get a copy of our free silver report, our silver bullet strategy report,
mm-hmm,
that outlines how to do the calculations to buy the bag silver. But literally, you can get it at pretty affordable prices or price levels and still keep the premium very low.
We've got a minute left here, Brian. Real quick, who are your headline speakers for the show coming up this fall?
Well, we got Sarah Palin, who obviously is a very controversial candidate, and I think that it'll be very interesting to see her presentation. We've got Dr. Charles Krauthammer again, who's always wildly popular with our audiences. Rick Santelli, who is really the godfather of the Tea Party movement.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dr. Mark Faber. We've actually got Mark Faber and Peter Schiff and Doug Casey all doing individual presentations, but in an unusual panel that we've entitled How to Find Happiness and Profit During the Decline of Western Civilization. So
yeah,
we think that's going to be a really interesting presentation. We've also got Doug Casey and Charles Krauthammer and James Carville in a debate, philosophical debate. That's our typical conservative libertarian debate. And it's always very popular.
Going to be an interesting show, and we're going to talk with Brian about his show as the date gets closer and closer. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. Trader Raj and I are going to talk a little bit about a company called Timmons Gold.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I've got Trader Raj on the line with me right now. We're going to chat a little bit about a company. We do talk about companies on this show. Interest of full disclosure, if I own shares in them, I completely disclose that. I don't buy or sell without giving listeners a three-day notice on either end. And if a company that we're talking about is a sponsor, I disclose that also. A company we're talking about is Timmins Gold. Now, I've known Bruce Braganono for a long time. Bruce is a good friend. I have nothing but respect for the way he is running that company. I got involved when Timmons was trading at around 40 cents a share way back when. I sold my stock. This is before I started the disclosure, but I sold it probably 2.5-3 years ago when the stock was trading up around $1.50, $1.75, and I'm very, very happy with that. I do not charge them a fee to be on our site. The reason I don't do that is because I really believe in this particular company. Mr. Braganello is doing everything right. Gary Cope, another friend of mine's son, Steve Cope, works for Bruce at Timmons. They are just a very, very strong group of people. They are doing everything right. I've got nothing but time for them. Roger, you put them up as your company of the week in your newsletter, which came out yesterday. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've known the company a long time, too, and they have been so good for our investors and traders. Historically, I can't remember exactly when we started with them, but it's been at least a couple of years, 3 years. And our recommendations to buy and sell the stock and make money on it have been excellent for like 3 or 4 times, and we're in it again right now.
Yeah.
Like you say, probably like the 4th or 5th time. The reason that we had them, Timmons Gold for Miner of the Week this week, was that they had sold off on profit taking like some of the others did, but recently there have been some fine basing support numbers for Timmons at $1.60. The last price on Wednesday was $2.03. But our point in showing them as Miner of the Week is they're one of the many juniors out that they don't need any more capital. They've got good cash from ongoing operations. They've got a senior miner next door to their property. Timmons has everything they need to move forward. They don't need a senior miner, I should say. They're totally independent of any outside requirements. They're a self-sustaining company. I believe they employ now in Mexico at the property around 600 people, roughly. When the share price comes off, we're always looking to recommend jumping in and going, because Timmons stock is very active. It's a mover. And if you're smart, you're invested most of the time, and periodically you can take some profits on the thing.
Yeah.
Our price target right now, keep in mind last week the price on Wednesday was $2.03. Our share price for TMG, that's their symbol, TMG, Tom, Mary, George, would be the $2.80 to $3 range, and perhaps even higher on gold rallies. And looking at the chart, we see a very important indicator in that the price has broken out above the 50-day moving average. That's a long moving average as a very strong signal. Above that current price at 203 last Wednesday, we see the 200-day moving average at $2.19. Now, what will probably happen is you'll see the price pause at the 200, back up a little bit, and then break out, go up and through, based upon forecasts for higher gold and silver prices we see coming for this month and in the fourth quarter of this year. All in all, it's one of the better companies that we follow. We like them a lot.
You know, I mentioned Bruce and I mentioned Steve Cope, a couple other people who I really have to mention because I hold them in such a high regard would be their vice president of corporate communications, a gentleman by the name of Alex Sakumas, somebody who I've known for probably about 20 years. I got to tell you, that man is the best in the business, and there's absolutely no question about that. He is an incredibly honest individual. He's an incredibly hardworking individual, and he's a real, real asset of Timmons, as is the president of the company, Arturo Bonitas. Arturo is a very hardworking individual. If I'm not mistaken, he lives in Hermosillo, which is probably about an hour and a half, if memory serves me right, from the San Francisco mine. I'm a people person, as everyone knows, and the Timmons Gold team is absolutely second to none. You know, there are others out there that are as good, but there are no others out there, in my opinion, that are any better. We shot a video down there probably about 3 years ago at the San Francisco mine, just prior to their going into production. I have, what does that mean? That means I've actually, you know, walked the walk down there, so to speak. I was very impressed. They are employing an awful lot of people in the area. and that is very, very positive, you know, for the folks in that area between Hermosillo and Magdalena, the two cities. It's a company that I am very, very proud to have been a part of and continue to be a part of. You know, you folks talk about, you know, we've got some folks who are very critical of me because they claim I'm not transparent in terms of you know, discussing fees that I receive from people. I've got some listeners who call me a promoter, which I'm certainly not, but our fees are, I can guarantee you, they're the lowest in the industry by far, number one. And number two, as I've said many times, you know, we charge sponsorship fees for some of the companies on our site simply because we have expenses that we have to pay. Not that I don't like to consider myself to be a good Samaritan, but you know, there are expenses that we have, as there are expenses that you have, Roger. You know, Timmins, the thing that's interesting about it is the asset is still open to growth. And that's why I would say at this point in time, it's not even close to being game over yet for those guys.
No, I agree with that, Alan. I talked with Bruce for about an hour to review the business and what they were doing and what his intentions were at the Cambridge House event at the Hyatt Regency Resort last year.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, my intention is to grow a big company.
Oh, yeah.
He's done it methodically and very intelligently. And he's made all the right moves, as far as I can tell. I'm just sold on the program.
Well, he's a good guy. You know, he's a former securities attorney. He's a very well thought out individual. He grew up in a mining environment. He grew up in the town of Timmins, if I'm not mistaken. It's just a company that you can't say enough about. You know, the rate of success in our business is very, very low. It's probably, you know, of all the exploration companies out there, maybe 10% of them are gonna succeed to the level that Timmins did, and it's just, you know, it's one of the highlights of my career, having been involved in a company like that. If you guys want or gals want any more information on Timmins, click on their banner. You can get everything that you want, so you can make, you know, whatever decisions you would want to make. I also want to say, remember, don't construe this as being investment advice. I am not a registered investment advisor. We're just talking about companies on this program that we have an interest in. Okay, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Trader Raj. We're going to talk about some of his forecasts for precious metals in the future.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, David Morgan is with me right now. We are chatting about this silver manipulation thing. Reported in the London Times that there was indications that the investigation into the price of silver being manipulated was going to be dropped for lack of evidence. Bart Chilton came out and said, no, that's really not the case. Let's hear it from, in my opinion, the foremost silver expert in the world, David Morgan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Al. Thank you.
Okay, what's going on with this investigation?
Well, I think it's mixed signals. Obviously, the Financial Times said, you know, not enough evidence. And then Bart Chilton, as you stated, made statements contrary to that. The previous public domain information was that there should be something out by the end of October. So we really have a couple of months to wait, I guess, to see what really transpires. I've actually only been asked this question once before, and it was prior to the Financial Times article.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked, you know, what do I think will take place? And actually, after thinking this over and seeing what Bart's response was, my opinion hasn't changed, and it's probably not going to win a lot of cheering fans, but what I think will take place is that there will be some kind of statement from the CFTC that outlines, and I don't think they'll use the word manipulation, but they have found discrepancies in trading during their investigation. Well, this is a lead pipe cinch thing to see. I mean, I've done it on my videos. Brother John F. has probably done as many as anyone. Chris Duane has done it. Several of us. Sean, I forget his exact video YouTube title. I think it's SGT Bull. You can look up any of these on YouTube. I mean, the evidence is clearly there. And, of course, Bill Murphy and company that actually sat down and talked to the investigators at the CFTC hearing brought up a lot of evidence, including this Andrew McGuire, who some people say doesn't exist. If he doesn't, I sure had a nice dinner with him in London. But anyway, coming back on point, I think that they'll issue a statement that says they have found discrepancies in trading in the silver market. And then it will imply or state that it doesn't necessarily mean manipulation. And but upon further consideration, we have determined that there will be position limits in the silver market upheld as, and they will spell out the new position limits. However, in my strong opinion, the new limits will only apply to those that are non-hedgers,
yeah.
Which basically is meaningless because that's the way it is now. And what that means is that a hedger has the ability to put on as many contracts as they want. In other words, they're exempt from following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the hedgers, quote-unquote, that are existing now are basically bullion banks that have the ability to, again, short as much silver as they deem necessary or want to. That, I think, is really the problem. Now, Bart Shilton knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Bart is extremely aware of this. And the last time I did an interview with Bart was for Jim Poplava.
Mm-hmm.
And Bart nailed it. He basically said, you have to have the silver. And not only do you have to have the silver, you've got to prove it all night long. And he was quoting the Bruce Springsteen song. And he said, not only do you have to have the silver to short, you've got to prove it to us day after day after day. In other words, if you're shorting, let's just pick a number, let's say 500 contracts worth of silver.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to prove you have that much silver to short it. And then we're talking the near month now. And you sell, off 100 contracts the next day, then the next day you can only short 400 contracts. So I think I'm making myself clear on your radio show, Al, that this is the way to do it. Now, just because Bart knows it and Bart believes that and that's what Bart stated doesn't mean that's what's going to come out of these four-year-long investigations.
Mm-hmm.
I would really, really be happy to see that take place. I, again, have my doubts. I'm skeptical. I really don't look at much going on in the mainstream financial markets or the mainstream political system to really be upholding truth, justice, and the American way.
Yeah.
Catch my drift.
Well, there's a lot of things that aren't upholding truth, justice, and the American way anymore. We could talk for days and weeks and months and years on that issue. So, well, that's interesting that you think that's the way it's going to turn out. You know, the Gatta situation continues. No one has proven conclusively that Murphy and Powell and the rest of them are wrong, which I find to be very, very interesting. I think that Roger Wiegand really summed it up very, very nicely when he said, of course there are people who can impact, the price of precious metals. I mean, that's the nature of the beast, If you have enough money, you can kind of make a market move any way that you want it to, and I think that anybody who doesn't admit that is being very short. Dave, getting on another subject just for a second, and that is, right now, the precious metals markets really aren't doing much other than not going down significantly, and I'm just waiting. I think we have the calm before the storm here, and I personally am just waiting for an absolutely horrendously large movement upward in the markets, both gold and silver. Would you agree with that?
Well, I put my neck out, and it's part of my job because
mm-hmm.
I do timing as well as fundamental analysis.
Yeah.
And I've called the bottom in the equities, mining equities,
mm-hmm.
the mining shares, and I really think that the metals have bottomed here as well. But it's too early to really know that. It could be too early on the shares as well. But that was back in May or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few months here, and we're getting near the end. Put out to the members only. But
mm-hmm.
Usually, I by the end of August, if we're in the modality that the lowest that the XAU and the HUI and the GDX, GDXJ, all the ones that we look at,
mm-hmm.
are higher than the bottom that I call. That's pretty good length of time, in fact,
sure.
historically. So anyway, coming back on point, I think we need to build a base further. I think by the end of the year, you're going to see silver in the $35 to $40 range. I think you're going to see gold above $1,750, $1,800, and that's about all I expect by the end of the year, which is significantly higher than they are right now.
Yeah.
And then I think 2013, we're going to see, a breakout into new territory. Now, I don't know if it'll happen in the first quarter or not. It kind of depends on the election, depends on how this Euro bubble thing resolves for another patch and fix and bailing wire, bubble gum and bailing wire. It's certainly not going to be resolved to any real, you know, merit. So, as you know, one of my favorite hedge fund managers in London likes to say, you know, there's so many black swans flying around that if one hits the other one, who knows what's going to happen? And I agree with him. So, but I am confident that I'm not confident the metals have bottomed exactly. I'm fairly confident of that. But what I am confident of is we'll see higher prices by the end of the year. And I think 2013 could be the next leg up beginning. And that leg is usually the biggest leg of all in the commodity sector. And this is the leg that potentially would be the one that would take, you know, gold past the $2,000 level up into multiple thousands, and silver beyond the $50 range up into, you know, my minimum target of 100 or probably beyond that.
Sure.
That will be not in 2013. I'll be very clear. It wouldn't be in 2013, but that would be the beginning of that next leg up that could probably go for, oh, who knows, a couple of years maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think we're both saying the same thing. I mean, from a fundamental standpoint, I've said more times than I can even begin to count that I'm not anywhere close to being a technician, but my fundamental analysis is pretty good. And from a fundamental standpoint, and I'm not talking short term, I'm talking mid to long term, I don't see any way at all that metals can decline in value. I really don't. There are too many black swans out there. I mean, there are more black swans. We got a lot of Canadian geese on our golf course, man, let me tell you. And there are a much, much larger number of black swans flying around out there. And any minute, one of those could become a very real reality and, you know, and come to land and basically change in a major way some of the economic issues around the world. But having said that, I would have to say that mid to long term, I think we're in very, very good shape. And I also congratulate you on your call in terms of the resource stocks. This was a very good summer for Kathy and I. Not to sell, we haven't sold anything, but in terms of buying, it was a great summer. Dave, thanks so much, buddy.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Quantum Economics Report, segment 4 of the first hour show. Got Roger Wiegen with me right now. Cradle Raj, as you know, is a very, very frequent contributor to our website, does a lot of daily editorials with me. He is a technician. I am not a technician. I am a fundamentalist, but I listen to everybody that I possibly can, and it's been my experience that Roger has been very, very accurate in the past. Nobody's 100%, but he's been very accurate. Roger, you got some interesting forecasts for gold and silver, specifically for the end of this year. Let's start out with gold. Tell us what you're thinking and why.
Okay, right now for gold, as you know, I work off the futures charts because we are commodities traders. I'm always forward-looking. Some people like to use the charts for historical stuff to quote and produce prices for the present. We do that too, but most of the good clues, Al, and the ideas coming for the future are coming on the futures charts because the traders are seeking price discovery. That's mm-hmm. what they call it, price discovery. That every day they're open and trading, they're trying to discover the price. Somebody's selling, somebody's buying, and on we go. This morning on your blog, one of your readers did ask a question, why were we stalled at gold between 1615 and about 1620? And I answered it, and the reason was, is because a couple of days ago, the 200-day moving average was just above those numbers at 1622 and a half. The 200-day average has more power than any of the other moving averages. When you push up against a number like that on resistance, it takes sometimes 2 or 3 punches at it to break out and get through. Now, what happened is this morning we did just that on the December gold futures. Last price now, they're closed for trading today, but the December gold futures last price are now 1623.40. What does that mean? That's pretty much on the 200-day average, which is now support and resistance both. So now that we've gotten that achievement under our belt, we're ready to take a run at the next new numbers. Also, on the daily chart for December, we've been in a very prolonged downtrend on the price of gold. It appears now that at the end of that downtrend, we have a monster continuation triangle of about 2.5 months wide, and we did break out. At the end of July, the last 2 or 3 trading days, we did break out, but we've installed that around that 1622. But next week, I suspect that we're going to take off and really get started. Now, the next thing, of course, people are wondering is, where do we go from here and what could possibly come next? Here we are with about 10 days of August trading done, and we're headed toward the fourth quarter. August traditionally is pretty much of a setup month for silver and gold and the related shares. By that, I mean summer's kind of mostly on its way bye-bye, and we're setting up for what's going to happen after Labor Day and further out. So what we've got in front of us next is, if you take a 50% retracement, which is a standard math number that we use often, you take an annual high and annual low, you add them together and divide by two, and more often than not, you're going to get a good 50% retracement. And the price will often go to that number and then stay there. What is that number? That's going to be $1,736.50. With a couple of minor adjustments recently, it's $1,722.75. Now, that isn't the end of the ride as far as gold is concerned, but what will probably happen is that we're about $100 away from that number right now, maybe $110. We go there, probably stop, back up, and then get ready for the next new rally. Also, our listeners should understand that typically gold, from the bottom to the top to the bottom again in the normal cycle, is about 6 weeks long. So this one should be up on its way and moving along pretty much this month all the way through into Labor Day. Now, the next thing is that 1923 was our former top in gold, and people are wondering, where are we going to go after that? Well, the next numbers up that I see, and again, these are techie numbers and math, we're looking at 1923, find the old high, stop there, pause, back up a little bit, and then go higher. The next higher and I number can see is that a good friend of mine I showed you on some papers here a couple days ago, $2,171. My previous forecast 3-4 months ago, doing math as well, was pretty close to that at $2,150 and $2,250. So those numbers are 1923, $2,150, $2,250, and then 150% retracement, which is 50% up on the top side, $2,412. And then I have projections at $2,450, $2,650. I'm not suggesting we're going to reach those lofty numbers in the fourth quarter. But since there's a lot of adventure coming out from a variety of problems in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure we're going to get to 1923, at least as a minimum, and probably something higher, maybe $100, $200 higher. Now let's go to silver. Silver is a commercial metal as well as a precious metal. And the problem there is that often in the marketplace, silver traders are commercials, and they perceive that that metal to be tied to commercial applications like electronics, medical, dental, and a variety of other things. What that means is that when your commercial aspects of silver are considered in the silver market, big stocks will drag down silver because they're kind of attached at the hip, so to speak. But what's happened in the big down leg in silver prices that we've just been through, we've come to a different kind of a chart pattern on the bottom, in that it's called a parabolic bull. It's a big rounding bottom like a saucer. We've come through that. The cup and handle pattern is in play. The handle is done. And what does that mean? After the handle, usually we get a big rally. Also, September is the one month in the year when most often silver wants to reach new lofty numbers. And that month is, of course, just ahead of us. And this pattern is lining up beautifully with the September right in front of us, so things are looking attractive for silver. Now, silver prices this morning, $28.15, that's pretty much a go-to number for silver on every $1 leg up. We do see resistance at $30 and $30.50. That's a 200-day moving average, again, which is hard resistance. But I think once we get past $34, $35, if in fact we can achieve that this fall, the run-up after $34, $35 will be rather quick, up to about $38.50 and then $42.50. So that's pretty much what I see on the silver part of it. The next thing is, when you're looking at silver long range, we were fortunate in the last big run to silver where we called the bottom to the top, to the back to the intermediate, to the high, and back to the low. I got all four numbers right, and that wasn't just guessing or happenstance that has to do with math and technical stuff. And $49.62 with a projection up, again using technical stuff, on silver we're looking at $58.12, $61.33, $68.57, $74.43, and then $80.29. Now, our longer view on silver, I did some very heavy tech work to try to discover what might happen years out, way back in the year 05. I worked on it for 10 days. It was a big struggle, but I got some good numbers. And I found on gold that I was looking at that time at around $2,960. That was in 05 with that number. Since that time, we're now looking at gold on further projections somewhat higher, and those higher numbers would be $3,445, call it $3,500, and also $4,500, which another top analyst recently put out there with Jim Sinclair. I think his name is Al Fields, and Al is a very good technician. That number made me very happy, Al, because I came up with $4,450 prior to the publication of Al's number at 45. What that says to me is our thinking is pretty accurate and going in the same direction. What do all these numbers mean? What they mean is these are stop-and-go numbers where there is resistance and support. And when a price does go through resistance, heavy resistance, like a 200-day moving average, then that average becomes support. It is no longer resistance. It provides a floor under the price, and then the price goes higher and goes up from there.
Okay.
So what does it look like for the fall? I think it looks very good. And the HUI has had a breakout as well. It was over 300 yesterday, and it makes me very pleased.
Makes me very pleased, too, because we've been talking about this for an awful long time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.